Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Eric.
And we're I Beat It First.
Yay! Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, are we actually going to use that?
You're too busy being a bunch of fucking dickbags that you have no idea that we're using this.
You're too busy. We're a bunch of fucking dickbags.
Love it. All right, so if you didn't know us, I'm Eric, and that was Jason, who was second, pretending to be Eric, and that was also Chris, third, pretending to be Eric.
And I'm Eric, and that was Eric being Eric. Okay. This joke's horrible now.
That bit has worn off now.
It's gone. Eric's dumb. That's all we have to...
He's only the asshole that tries to make sure that this goes really well and, you know, doesn't sound like utter shit.
More than it does.
I said utter shit. Okay. It sounds like shit, but it doesn't sound like utter shit.
Absolute garbage. Welcome to I Beat It First. Utter garbage. That's right. Yay. All right. So this week we have actually a whole lot to discuss. We have a bunch of games that we all played. We have some bitching we want to do. We have all new You're Wrong Because Reasons, obviously, because we're really good at doing those. And yeah, a whole bunch of good stuff going on, right?
I'm pretty sure that there's actually quite a bit of bitching.
Oh, there's always a bunch of bitching. Yeah.
Like a lot of bitching.
Yeah, there's, I'm sure.
Like a lot of bitching. I think we actually need to get into the bitching first.
Go straight into bitching?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Straight like to bitching?
Mother always said that if you hate something, make sure you say it first, loud, and really meanly.
That explains a lot. That explains a whole lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good. All right. So...
Jason has some choice words on Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. All right, so we're jumping right into that, right? All right, so Final Fantasy 15, fine, whatever game that it was, came out, a year ago? Was it 2 years now?
A year.
Yeah, a little over a year.
It's fine. Platinumed it. Played it. It was a Final Fantasy game. It was okay. Wasn't the best. Wasn't the worst. Whatever. There's plenty you could still do. Lacking storyline. Whatever. That's not what I'm here to bitch about today.
Wait, what was the worst?
The worst Final Fantasy game?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd have to put it... I really, personally, did not like Advanced Tactics.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, as a tactics game, very good. But as a Final Fantasy game, not my favorite.
Okay.
All right, so fine game, fine storyline, whatever. Like, this bitching session isn't even about Final Fantasy 15, the game. The game's fine and dandy, whatever you want to do. It's about business. It's about business.
It's about that business.
Yeah. It's about turning Final Fantasy, no matter what game it is, into a fucking whore. Because all that Final Fantasy 15 has been since it's released is just bent over and just fucked in the proverbial, like... Shiva ass that it has been because it has been just non-stop, like, just God, just shut up. You know what, I was okay with like some crossovers. I get it, you know what, you want to drawing up some like,
but like, Jason business. Can you give us examples?
I sure can, absolutely. Yeah. Let's jump like to some of the more recent ones, actually, because you know what, I was okay with a lot of the crossovers that they did, especially for like print ads or video and stuff like that. Okay, fine, but you know what? Then they brought out
you
Assassin's
mean like
Creed.
Cup Noodle?
Yeah, like Cup Noodle. Like that was just in, blatantly in your face. You know what?
Calling camping supplies. Okay, so
this is even the worst part. This is even what's so bad. This is
all right. I'm so sorry, everybody. But this is something that like. Jason and I were talking about this earlier, and I didn't even bring up like the blatant in-your-face bullshit that happened in the middle of the game.
I decided
to wait until we got to this conversation on microphone before I was like, well, what about this?
Well, that was just straight advertising. That's what I complained about ads on Facebook, man. Like, so, but we paid for Facebook in
but
this
I
case.
But I love Cup Noodle.
I do, too. And you know what? The Final Fantasy brand of Cup Noodle was extra tasty, in my opinion. So it's all fine and dandy. But anyway, that's not even what I'm angry about still. Let's get down to it. All right, so more recently, was the crossover between Assassin's Creed Origins and Final Fantasy XV.
That was the first one.
Okay, yeah. That was the first major
crossover.
I'll give you that.
Because it was back in September.
That's true. Okay. That's true. All right. It's all melding together to me because it's just been white rage for me.
white hot rage.
Just so angry. So here we had system already in place, where on the Final Fantasy side, we had a full-on carnival that was in Venetian area. I don't remember what it's called.
It's Venice. Yeah, it's Venice.
It's basically Venice in the game, where you had an Assassin's crossover, and you could get all kinds
of Final Fantasy Venice.
Right. And then on the Assassin's Creed side, you had a special quest that you could do, which ended up getting Chocobo Camel.
Yeah.
And special shield and weapon, which was fine and dandy, and it was fine.
I mean, we all love Chocobo.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the faster mounts in Assassin's Creed Origin. It's fine and dandy. It wasn't in your face. It was just like, oh, it's there. Great. Like, nothing ventured, nothing gained, you know, whatever, and just like that. But then they kind of kept going.
We
didn't think they would. And you know what? They just decided to make it even worse. And
I can't tell if they've figured out that it's a joke or not.
I hope they got like, so for me, here's what was finally my tipping point. I was just like, fuck all of this. And it goes even worse than that. And my tipping point is that you can now, if you buy Final Fantasy 15 on the PC, you can get a Half-Life 3, or not 3 even, well, Half-Life.
It's Half-Life. It's Half-Life.
For not
Half-Life this. 3 is never happening.
Because Half-Life 3 is never happening. And I just feel like that's just like stabbing you. Like, hey, Half-Life's never happening. Stab. And then this is pretty much Half-Life 3, and as close as you're going to get to it, twist. Because now you can have Noctis running around in the armor that Gordon Freeman wears and his glasses. And it didn't help that Noctis already looks dumb as shit. Adding this on, Alex, even worse.
But Jason, I don't feel that being stabbed in the back by a knife and then twisting it was enough. What else can you do for me?
Well, why don't we bring in one of the worst publishers on the planet, EA, and then bring in their most popular game? Well, no, well, it's not.
Technically, they already brought EA in.
True, but even more so. And their most popular game. And no, it's not Star Wars. It's not
Battlefield.
It's not anything.
It's not anything
you
think of. It's fucking The Sims. It's fucking The Sims. Are you kidding me?
The goddamn Sims.
Now three people that understand what Final Fantasy 15 is and what Sims is and plays both of them. And those three people can fuck right on off. Because this crossover is just absolute bullshit. You're just boring out this title because, number one, you made a shoddy game that, you know what, is mediocre at best. And I don't care how much you try to push it out and pimp it out to whatever you want to do, a $5 hooker is still a $5 hooker. I don't care if they're in Paris, Vegas, or New York.
But I could get 100 of them, and that makes one $500 hooker.
Enjoy playing The Sims. Enjoy playing The Sims, you fucking middle-aged woman.
You brought up the whole question of, like, what's better, one $100 hooker or 100 $1 hookers?
No, pisses me off so much. It doesn't.
And that's the question that should not be answered, by the way.
It doesn't bring up that question because I love Final Fantasy. And so this is like, all right, what's worse, having your mom, who you love and hold dear, being a $5 hooker, or your mom being a $1 hooker? Because right now, she's inching towards that $1 hooker line, and I am not a big fan of it. And I'm about to say, hey, mom, Square Enix, how about you stop whoring yourself out for bullshit? Because I'll tell you what, that's not going to sell you more copies is fucking goddamn Sims. No one's going to buy this fucking game. Oh, my God. Yeah. I am so pissed.
Just so you know, my mom was a computer programmer, so that's pretty much on par.
Cheap ass. Cheap ass.
Oh, dear God. Oh, shit. All right.
Hate it. Pissed.
All right. And that concludes our 5 minutes of hate. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to I Beat It First website and I Beat It First podcast. And have a good night. Anywho. All right, so now that we've got, you know, the soapbox has kind of moved out and we've got the ability for Jason to continue to rage on throughout the entire podcast. And I'm pretty sure that he's going to just kind of talk about it as we go on.
Yep.
Breathe in.
He's all fired
breathe
up.
Breathe out. Do you need to do downward dog?
Gross.
Barkley will come in.
Oh, dog. You'd like to see me downward dog.
Yeah, oh, you sick motherfucker.
I know it's a yoga pose. Don't give me that look.
It's the grossest yoga pose ever.
Unless you want that look.
Jeez. You guys are about to kiss, aren't you?
Constantly.
On the plus side, I think we've figured out the gain on the microphone so that we don't have to be like as close to each other, which is a plus in my opinion. Jason might consider it a minus. I'm sure he wants to make out with me, but you know, it is what it is. All right. So Chris, you have played some games.
I have played some games.
I'm forbidding you from talking about one game. Jason and I had this conversation, and you were not allowed to talk about Kingdom Come.
Okay.
Because that game is too intense. There's too much game in that game for you to talk about it on this podcast. So you can talk about any game but that game.
I don't think that's fair. I think you shouldn't talk about it as much as you want. Fine. But
go ahead, but talk about it.
Yeah, the second you start going into a history lesson, we may step in.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear God, if you start talking about the fourth king in the 1400s, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Well, it all starts with the fourth king. And
well, we can talk about that, or we can talk about another game I'm playing that just kind of went through beat, which is Gravel.
Okay.
Gravel is a arcadey off-road racer. It's very arcadey. It's fun. There's not a whole lot of depth to it. The whole like story mode or whatever campaign is done through a crappy TV show called Off-Road Masters.
Off-Road Masters?
Wait. Yes.
Wait. Crappy or crafty?
Crappy.
Crappy.
PPY.
Like
poo-poo.
Crappy? Like the fish?
No. <That's> crappy. Crappe.
C-R-A-P-P-Y?
Yes. Yeah, it's just kind of really cheesy.
Is that bad that you're going to describe this game that you're reviewing as crappy?
The storyline, man, you're drunk tonight.
Oh, no, but I'm saying like the television station. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, the single player storyline.
So, but it is that bad that you're going to say that it's a crappy TV station?
It's a racing game. What kind of storyline do you want? Race cars fast, bro. Go fast.
That's true.
Hit,
go fast, bro.
Gas on right.
Go fast, bro.
Go fast, bro.
E-brake.
Yeah.
E-brake. Well, they have as you progress and you unlock like the different episodes or whatever series, and then you get to a certain point where you got a challenge an off-road master, and they do this real cheesy live action like intro of the guy.
I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off again. Crappy sounds about right. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, and then like the announcer for like all the races, he would be a fine announcer for maybe like a golf tournament, but not for something that they're trying to build up as like this high octane, like extreme racing event.
Are you saying that Jim Nantz cannot do racing?
So wait, was it like seriously? That joke bombed, by the way.
Oh, fuck you.
Was it seriously like, and here comes Chris about to drive. His
Jim Nantz is the fucking voice of golf, for Pete's sake. Come on.
I know that. You know that. No one else gives a shit.
Oh, okay. Wait. How many people do we have that listen to the Dan Patrick show?
Three in this room.
Oh, son of a bitch. Wait. There's a fucking ghost in
ghost,
here?
Ghost, man.
Yeah. Ghost.
Anywho. All right. Anywho. So
cutting Chris off.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah,
it sounds funnier in my head before it comes out.
Drunk ass.
I'm not as drunk as he was.
That's true. But the game is pretty fun. I did find a major bug in one of the levels.
Bug.
Yeah. You can kind of see it on our Twitter, and I'll put the video in my review of it. But where every single time on this one track, it freezes up on this one turn.
Do you remember the name of the track?
I don't. It was one of the Alaska checkpoint ones.
All right. So Alaska. So if you play gravel and you come to Alaska, be prepared for crap.
Yep.
Because I watched the video and so did Jason. Yeah. We all basically said, holy shit.
Yeah. And one time he even crashed the game on me.
Jeez. Yeah. Explain what the bug was. Like, just walk us through it.
So basically you're going down and you're making one of these turns, and then it'll just kind of like freeze and they kind of stutter for maybe like a few seconds, and then it'll go back and you can start racing again.
So
it was a good couple of seconds. Like, it wasn't like one or two. It was like,
for people that don't play racing games, a couple of seconds is a goddamn eternity.
Yeah.
Was it like mid-turn too?
Yeah, yeah. It's mid-turn.
Mid-turn, mid-drift, mid-slide, mid-jump, yep. From what I saw. It was like, it was a whole mess of just shit going on, and all of a sudden, stop.
Worst time for it.
Time stopped. Yeah. Time stood still. It couldn't figure out what the hell was going on.
All right, well, aside from a horrible single-player experience and then a bug, how was the online or any kind of multiplayer, or how was the rest of the game?
There is some online play, and there's also a free play mode.
How was that?
It's pretty good. I'm going to get a little bit more into it before I finish it up. But
you did pretty much the arcade.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Cool. And so, so far right now, is it worth picking up if you're just into an arcade-y racing experience?
Yeah, I would say so. It's pretty fun, so.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to getting more of that once you've played a little bit more online and whatnot, and what you can put into the review.
Sweet! Yep.
Dope. Was that it, or did you also just play Kingdom Come, and you just want to say Kingdom Come's still going great?
Did you come in the kingdom?
Oh, God. Well, technically, you can.
Probably. Yeah. Anything else but Kingdom Come?
Kingdom Come, I did learn how to read in Kingdom Come.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's sweet.
Because you didn't know now.
Why would you?
Yeah, you're a blacksmith son, so you don't have the ability to read. So there's a quest you have to do to go find this guy in this town to teach you how to read. And so when you open up a book, all the words are like jumbled, and as you get better, they start to make sense.
Why is it that the same thing makes me both not want to and want to play this game?
Come on, man. That's pretty cool. Like,
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, why is it that the same thing makes me not want to and want to play this game? I don't want to have to learn how to read. That's pretty fucking dope.
If I were to spin it, be like, hey, you know what? You got to hack into the system. And the only way you can hack into the system is if you learn the system's language. You'd be like, okay, yeah. That sounds
pretty dope. But it's a language that you already know.
The language that you already know, but can't interpret. So, no, I think that's pretty neat.
It sounds pretty dope, actually. In my opinion, it actually sounds pretty cool. But I don't know why. It's like, for some reason, I'm like, this sounds dumb, but this sounds awesome. But this sounds dumb, but this sounds awesome.
You don't like history.
Awesome.
That's the whole thing. You don't like it to be like, sound
I love
like
history.
No, you don't.
I love history. You obviously I don't want to pretend that I'm an inbred hillbilly from the past, though. I think that might be the problem.
Well, it's not an inbred hillbilly if it's like commonplace. And technically, aren't you like a prince?
No.
You're the son of a blacksmith.
How do you know that blacksmith didn't rape his sister and make her? Yeah.
Well, too fucking shame. All right?
You don't know shit about shit.
I don't know dick.
All right. Your turn, Jason.
My turn? All right.
Your turn. What have you been playing?
For me, I've been playing two games, actually. And the first one was Heroine Anthem Zero, Chapter 1, actually. And basically what it was is it's take a hack and slash adventure, break it up into chapters, because it's obviously from a very small publisher. That are going through the
teeny tiny.
This is very much a work of love and labor for themselves. It shows, but at the same time, it shows because it's not only a labor of love, but it's also a very tiny studio. So it's a hack and slash adventure, heavily, heavily story based. So the first, I'd say, about hour and a half. You play, like actually play hack and slash adventure for about maybe 15 minutes. The rest of it's been story up until like the major plot points start going down. And even then, the first three missions are just gopher missions running back and forth. The entire game so far, because it's only chapter one, and I'm not quite clear on how many chapters there are to be finishing it on out.
Ten.
I was gonna say.
They haven't said either, so
because they've crafted quite the impressive world here, and it is insanely detailed the stuff that's going on there. But a lot of their technicality aspects kind of fall short. So, for example, the audio recording sounds like us. Like, sounds not all that great for what you'd expect from a game.
We sound pretty awesome.
We sound great.
We sound awesome.
Fantastic.
From what you told me, it sounded like a tin can.
It sounds like a tin can. Sounds like it's coming from a little bit. It's only in Japanese audio, however, so a lot of that could just be the dialect that I'm not used to hearing or anything like that. But, oh, man, your little fairy pal, her voice was just maddening, especially, like, the first thing it says, it's a better experience with headphones.
Hey, listen!
listen.
Oh, it's even worse than that. It's like, better experience with headphones. So I put my headphones on.
Oh, God, no.
And immediately took them off. The next thing you have to remember.
As soon as I see anything that says better experience with headphones, I'm like, yeah, fuck no. Yeah.
Well, some of them were good. Like Hellblade or whatever it was. Next up was that it was just extremely, like, they treat you like it's your first game you've ever played in your entire life. Like, that you have to go through a tutorial by force, and it's not much of a tutorial. It's just like, hey, walk and read these signs.
I remember my first RPG.
But they stop you, and you have to read on how to jump. You have to read on how to attack. You have to read on how to double jump. It'll stop you and be like, whoa. And they'll have, like, a two-second conversation about double jumping. It's just like, I know how to fucking double jump. I've played any other game out there. It's just like, well, Jason, maybe this game is meant for kids. No, it's fucking not, because there's blood, there's a little bit of gore, and like 90% of the game's quests are about exposing titties. Like, so there's no way that this is meant to be for children.
Wait,
that sounds like
none of that for children. Anything about not being meant for kids.
It's not for Japan, right?
Like, that all sounds like everything that I wanted when I was a kid. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
But not your first game. You don't want your first time to be like, press X. Press X to come.
Is that the name of the episode?
I don't know if we can name the podcast episode Press X to come. No, I don't. If I spell it C-O-M-E, maybe.
Maybe. So bad.
That might work.
Anyway, graphically, it is beautiful. Like, everything is very detailed. The sprites are fantastic. The art behind it is just amazing. However, the way they handle it.
Because it's hand-drawn, right?
A lot of it's hand-drawn, especially the background images and stuff like that. And they did a really great job of layering. Reminded me of a lot of, like, Odin Sphere, Dragon's Crown, that kind of...
Which is what we were talking about. It was like, that was one of the first things that I saw when I saw this game. It's like, it's very much like Odin Sphere.
Right. And it has a lot of that same...
It's like Dragon's Crown without the huge old titties.
No, they're hidden. And your job is to get them exposed. Exactly.
The titties are hidden.
That's right.
They're wrapped up.
You gotta find them. Beautiful, like, art and all that details like that, but that what they like to do for their storytelling is zoom in on the, like, character that's talking, like, zoom in, and it's just, like, exposing how pixelated these characters are. It's just like, why would you decide to do that? Like, zoom out. Like, I can see everything
so,
and get
so
the idea.
So the zoom in doesn't, like, zoom in on a high res. It zooms in on, like, it's, like, 1080p, and you zoom in on it. Oh.
Yeah. So zoom it's just like, this now just looks like garbage again. So,
Hot garbage.
So
not pixelated garbage.
The storyline, however, is good.
It's
slow. It's slow. But if you can get through it, you can play it. There is a great story there. There's an amazing world that they've crafted. You can tell that they're putting a lot of effort into this. They just really needed some extra TLC on the crafting of the actual UI, user interface, basic gameplay mechanics behind it. But the storyline or direction are there, and I'm looking forward to getting more chapters out of it soon.
And that's what I remember you saying earlier, is like, story-wise, it's like deep.
Yeah.
It's really, really good, but it's just not, it didn't seem like it was enough for one. Probably chapter two should have been put in with
chapter really should have. They really should have, like, honestly, like, if this was maybe a larger publisher, this would have been a major detriment to them. They needed to have released it all in one thing, because it would have been like, hey, there's this amazing world, and I'm motivated to go through it. The ending of chapter one ends on a major cliffhanger, and, you know, I really want to go through it more, but it's just like, my motivation is just not there. So hopefully I deliver more in chapter two. But yeah, there's a lot to be desired still.
All right, so number two.
Number two is Nier. Nier Automata. I always
Automata.
Automata. Automalia. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Onomatopoeia. Exactly. I don't know. It's
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I've been.
It's an older game.
I've been bypassing this game for a long ass time, just because Nier was one of my first games that I reviewed for I Beat It First way back when.
Way the fuck back.
Yeah.
When.
So I loved the shit out of a lot of the weird aspects of it, but Nier wasn't my favorite game of all time. So I've been really bypassing.
You did really love that game though. Like, you and I talked about it quite a bit after you finished that game, and you loved that game.
Because it was different.
It was a good game, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very different.
Yeah, it's different. And then
it made you think. Was a lot of weird-ass shit that happened in it that made you really think about what was going on.
And Nier just knocks it out of the park again with the Automata. God, I should really...
I think it's Automata. Yeah, we're going to go with... Mm-hmm. Is Automata, not Automata.
Whatever.
Which is what I said that for a while. I'm pretty sure it's Automata.
It doesn't matter. Near two. So.
sure, near two. Near go two. For it.
So, yeah. it, again, they just knock it out of the park in the difference of it all. Like, immediately, I was sitting there with my wife. There popped it in. I was just like, listen, I'm in a bit of a lull. I just need to play some games real fast. I'll put this one in. And I was like, oh, shit. She's like, what's wrong? You don't like it? And I was like, no, I think I'm going to really like it. And that just means I'm going to play this game, like, nonstop for, like, a couple weeks.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And,
all the time. It's great. Checking out that booty.
All the time.
Every day. it's great. It's different. I mean, I'm not going to say anything new that hasn't been said already, but the different play styles. There's, like, 8 different mini games built into one solid game that you all have to go through. Storyline's convoluted as shit, but that's just what Nier is. But it's more contunitive than what Nier originally was. So, yeah, it's good. I've enjoyed the crap out of it. If you're ever just on, like, the fence of anything for a great little, like, hack and slash adventure, seriously pick it up. You won't be disappointed just because it's so different.
But not even that. I mean, even in the 20 minutes that I saw you play that game, you went from 3D, like, over-the-shoulder hack and slash to 2D style, like fucking what's the plain ones? R-Type.
Oh, yeah.
R-Type. Bullet and then hell. And then you went to a sideways one. Like, it went all over the place. It was insane.
Yeah, it keeps you moving, keeps entertained. It's different. There's no better way to explain the game.
It's constantly swapping things out.
26 different endings. I mean, there's just a lot to do. It's one of those games you can just constantly keep playing by yourself and have fun.
And you forgot the most important part of any RPG.
Plenty of upskirt.
Well, that's the second most important part. Fishing.
Yep. Very basic fishing aspect to it, but it's very fine.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with basic fishing.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 15. Fuck off, man. I goddamn it.
Oh, man. All right. So,
all fired up.
All right. So, I have been playing a few games, obviously Persona 5, which I put Persona 5 on hold.
It's like 6 weeks, man.
100%. Yeah. I put it on hold because I had something more important that came through.
Oh.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah. No.
I did play Dragon Ball FighterZ, but more important was Moss.
Yay.
Yes. Which was a game that we all gushed over at E3. And it was, oh my God, it was so beautiful. It was so awesome. Like, everything that we did in that game was great.
So this is a PSVR exclusive, correct?
And the game is fucking awesome. Yes, nice. It's a VR game. So you have to have a PlayStation and you have to have a VR. So you have to have both of those things, which puts it in a very niche piece. But oh my God, it redefines and reinvents what a VR game is. Instead of all the normal shit that you have. So, like, I played another game. We'll talk about it. Blasters of the Universe. Instead of just shit coming at you, a stagnant world with a little character, and all it is interacting with that character and helping that character succeed in the story and in the mission.
So it's a direct platformer, right?
Yeah, it is a 100% direct platformer. Like, it is a combat 3D platformer. So in a lot of cases, like Ratchet and Clank, that's a platformer. It's a 3D platformer.
Yep.
But picture Ratchet and Clank, and you can move the camera around however the fuck you want in all directions, X, Y, and Z. And that's what the camera is for the VR. So you can move in and out without any encumbrance for it, except for whatever the amount of space that you have available in your room is, which is pretty fucking awesome. So my living room is really deep, and we've got, like, a huge section in between where, like, the coffee table and the television is. So it makes it the perfect atmosphere for playing a game like this, but it's fucking great. You can move in, you can get as close as you want to the main character, you can go around corners within the little area.
You mean looking around your head?
Looking around the entire thing. So picture Mega Man in 3D, looking around and peering around corners, peering around everything for it, seeing everything that's going on. As we talked about Castlevania in the last episode for it, that type of thing, looking around all the staircases and everything like that in that little area that you're in and seeing what's going on. It's really hard to say vocally what you actually see within that. Even viewing it on the television, like Ronan and Shannon both watched it, and they're basically seeing everything that I'm seeing. But as you see it, it looks completely different on the television than it looks on the screen. Like, it looks 3D. Like, you move in through things as opposed to just kind of like seeing them on a television. It's a very different feeling.
Yeah, no, what I loved when we played at E3 was being able to like play your little level that you're on. You're just looking at like a screen like normally, right?
Yep,
right. But you're in the world, right? But what I loved even more is you can get real close to
Quill.
And get like right in her face. Like, and then you can turn a little bit to your right and see the rest of the level that you're about to go to next.
Yep.
Right on down the way.
And you can like, see exactly what she sees then at that point.
Exactly.
So you could just go in right next to her and be like, oh, that's what you see. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a giant fucking mechanical snake over there. Okay, we're going to die.
It was just an interesting way to spin on.
And that's no spoiler. That was in the trailers. But it, oh my God, it reinvents what you do with VR. It was totally awesome. It is an amazing game. I think I gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Nice.
I'd give it a 10. It's a little short, which is an issue because if I know going into it that it's part one, then I'm cool. Like you say Moss part one, something like that. I'm totally fine with it. But it says Moss. That's it. That makes me think that the game is going to end at some point. But I don't get an ending at this. And at that point, I sat there and was like, oh. And credits. Okay, so yeah, that was a 3.5 hour game. All right, it was totally great. It was worth the play that I had, but I would have liked to have known that it was only a multi-part.
It's only a $40 game though, right?
Not even that.
$30.
It's a $30 game.
Okay.
Well, it's very worth the price for a VR title, especially. So you're paying a little bit extra for VR, and you're paying a little extra for that. If it was a full price, like if they charged $60, I'd be fucking pissed. $30, yeah. I'm fine with. That's okay. They did as Cliff Bleszinski said, it's half game, half price.
There
so
you go.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, it was gorgeous to look at before.
So gorgeous.
So yeah, looking forward to getting my hands on that myself.
Yeah.
And cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
It's super pretty though. If you haven't picked it up, pick it up. It's probably going to be number one on my top 10 of 2018.
Nice.
It would have been on 2017 if it came out on time because it was supposed to come out in November. And that game's, it's beautiful. It's great. It plays well and handles really well too. After that though, I was playing Blasters of the Universe. Which is a VR bullet hell, which is
stark opposite of
Moss. It's complete opposite for it. Moss. Okay, so Moss, as I said in the review, is that it's best played standing up, unlike what they say of sitting down, because you can move around a lot more within the level. In Blasters of the Universe, for the love of God, stand up, because I swear to God, you need to move, and you need to move a lot. Jason was asking me, he's like, well, like how much do you move? I'm like down to the ground, move just enough so that the camera can see where you're at, move down to the ground as far as you can, and then pop back up. Like that is how much movement this game will actually allow for it. So it's bullet hell. So that means that there's enemies all over the place and they're shooting just a fuck ton of projectiles at you. The great thing about it is that only your head can absorb the actual hit. So whatever you see hitting your head is what will actually absorb it. If it hits like what would be your body, that doesn't count or anything like that. You have a blaster in your left hand and a shield in your right hand. The shield has whatever amount of hits you have for whichever shield you set up. And then the blaster shoots off different projectiles, different speeds, whether or not it does like instantaneous, whether it bounces, tons of customization within that. But that's how you play it. But you're pretty much just dodging projectiles the entire time. The great thing is that they'll do like a conical just spread of blasts, and you have to like kind of hold your head in between it, and you're like staring at the middle of it, and you're like, I'm not getting hit, and then you're looking off to the side and you're like, oh fuck, somebody's shooting at me, and you kind of turn to your head a little bit without moving. You're like, oh, that guy's going, and then you back your head up, but you keep it in the same level, and then you go forward, and you're like, oh, I'm still not getting hit. And you're like, oh, I'm like, oh, I gotta jump.
So it's very much a 3D space.
It is very much a 3D movement.
So you're definitely doing a lot of squats.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So as I said to you guys, the first time that I put it in, I went to the gym that morning, and I spent about 40 minutes on the bike, and then I got home, showered, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to play this game. Oh, fuck. I immediately regret everything that I just did.
Very cool, though. So it's a full-on 3D space. Are they coming from behind you as well, or just everywhere?
It's pretty much the only 180 in front of you. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much a 180, but it's like it's everywhere, up above, down below, like no matter what, it can be anywhere, but it's always in front of you.
Crazy. Yeah.
The one thing that I got pissed off at is that I sat there and I was looking at it. I'm like, why the fuck am I not getting any like new weapons? Why am I not getting anything? Like I'm sitting, I keep going into this main area where there's weapons and there's different pieces and all sorts of things. And I realized I kept going into infinite mode as opposed to just playing the level.
So your only complaint is that you were a dumbass?
Yes, I was a dumbass. Well, because the buttons are right next to each other. But there's no explanation on this. So there's a play that's red, and then when you highlight the infinite, it's still red. So you have absolutely no idea what's going on. So I kept hitting the infinite, and then I was like, then as soon as I was like, oh, I click that one, the one that always stays red, and then it allows me to go into the level, and then I can progress. And then that's when you get a lot of different weaponry and whatnot. And it's good. I mean, it's not anything that I'm going to give a bad score for. I think off the top of my head right now, it's like got an 8.5 out of 10, right, which is pretty good.
That's
That's solid. We don't give like high scores in a lot of cases for it. So 8.5 out of 10s, it's not that bad. That's a pretty good score. And especially considering the fact that it's a VR title, which causes a lot of issues in that aspect of you have to have the VR system for it. And it's just, it requires a lot of movement. I mean, a lot of movement.
That's right, man. If you're not moving around with VR, what's the point, right? Yeah, so,
well, and that's the thing. It's like, there's very few VR games out there that require a lot of it. And that's one of those things that I think is really cool about it, is it requires a good chunk of movement up and down and left and right and squats and everything for it. So I think that in that aspect, it's actually really, really good.
Good. Yep. Well, that's two crazy different VR titles that we haven't played before, and getting those down, like, that's quite a gamut right there.
Yeah.
Like, two different types. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. God. Very nice. Fact that I had two VR titles to do within like 3 days of each other was insane.
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't hooked my VR up in a little while, and all of a sudden, boom, boom.
Well, it definitely needs it, because VR is kind of like, but it's just there.
That's a whole other conversation about whether or not VR is pertinent. In which case, it's a very good medium. I think the PlayStation's doing it right to where they're really pushing like bundles. It's $200.
Right.
Well, that ended. Well, yesterday.
Whatever. But they're
yeah, they were doing it aspect, for $200 bucks to where it was a VR helmet, the camera, the joysticks, and then you got Gran Turismo.
Whatever it was.
Well, you got Gran Turismo Sport. Yeah. DC Sport's a great game, and it's probably one of the best VR games that you can play. But that's one of the things. I think they're doing a good job of basically giving it away at that point.
They need to.
That's $150 for a lot of fucking
hardware.
They
really need to be giving it away if they want to continue to be building up on this thing. You know, they need to like make sure that people are buying this system so that people want to buy the games. Because really it comes down to who's going to be buying these games. Because if no one buys the games because no one has a system, no one's going to give a shit.
Well, and that's the whole thing, is that realistically they sell the video game consoles at a loss because they make all the money off the licensing. We all know this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is a thing. Nintendo made it fully public when they officially launched the Wii, when they were talking about like how they were selling the Wii at a profit, which was not something that you normally sell anybody.
Right.
Like, hey, yeah, we're selling this and we're making money 100% off everything, like all this, hand over fist. It doesn't matter what you do. But that's one of the things. It's like, yeah, you need to make sure that you get it in the hands of people, and then they'll play the games. And once they play the games, then that's when they like it.
Here's hoping they do that, because, it's still meh.
It's all right. Farpoint's great.
Yeah, Farpoint was fun.
Oh, Farpoint's great.
It's not detailed or the best VR game, period. But it's a good game.
Full release is pretty detailed, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as great as some of the other games, but there's limitations. I mean, you're talking about being able to freely move the camera in at good detail in a 3D atmosphere, which causes a lot. It requires a lot more processing for it.
Yes.
So I give a little bit of leniency as far as like the detail on things. All right. But that's okay, because now it's time for You Are Wrong Because Reasons.
You are wrong. You are wrong because reasons.
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 That
reasons.
Yay.
Yay.
That was worse than the worst one. That was horrible.
Would you like me to do it again?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, so this week we have Jason. And Jason has a quasi... He pretty much put up the list that I did as far as like, I've got a list of shit and I'm just going to decide on numbers on the fly.
Talk it out in my head. Yep. I, yeah. No.
For Western RPGs.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Which Western pretty much is anything not made in Japan.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
All right. So we have bets on Witcher 3 being number one. All right. And let's go with number five.
Didn't even write Witcher 3 on my list.
It's because you already knew.
Oh.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right, we did throw out, he is not allowed to duplicate, so he has to keep.
I didn't write it down because it is the list. Witcher 3, boom!
So you can't do Witcher 1, Witcher 2, Witcher 3. You can't do Dragon Age 1, Dragon Age, no. Dragon Age Origin.
Witcher 1, Witcher 2, Witcher 3, then both expansions for Witcher 3. Done!
So he can't do any of that. He gets one Witcher. He gets one Dragon Age.
I wish.
And that's it. Otherwise, he gets punched in the dick.
This was really...
Number five.
No, this was really tough for me just because there's so many different things. And we've done RPG before, but it was kind of like a more everything type thing. And it's difficult to knock it down to just five as we've talked about before.
You had to do JRPG.
I did do JRPG.
Right.
Yeah. And so that was
tough.
Give
you the hard ones.
I know. This is really hard. Like, I wish I could talk easily.
I tried to give an easy one. I'm like best OST.
That's even, well, for me, that's really hard too. So, yeah. Which we'll do later on.
But that is like the easiest for Chris and I because we're like, oh, well, these like eight games are like the greatest and well, here's five. Here you go.
Yeah, no, not.
We're not giant or like OST whores like you.
No.
I am. I love good video game soundtrack. But anyway, for Western RPGs, this is really tough for me too just because RPGs are my bread and butter, man. I love the shit out of them. So I've played a whole lot and I tried to really knock it down to something that was a little bit more recent than not. And then also I really, 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 really wanted to focus on ones that were very close to me, like which ones that I was just like, holy fuck, I really enjoyed the shit out of that game. So it was really tough for me to try to knock a lot of this stuff down just because I wanted to avoid a lot of the tropes of just like, oh, I want to give all the trophies to Bethesda for Fallout and Skyrim or all the trophies to...
But Bethesda's awesome.
Bethesda is awesome, but I didn't want to just do it to them. Or
but I love Bethesda.
Or giving it all to like Knights of the Old Republic and Dragon Age and only all those things like that. So it was really difficult for me.
Drink
to
Drink your beer.
I'm trying. I keep talking. I'm sorry. So anyway,
God damn, dude, you still have a lot of coffee vodka too.
I keep talking, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. By the way, we're drinking coffee vodka. He has one Archer left. I have a White Claw hard seltzer. Chris, what are you drinking?
A whole lot of nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. Jesus, Eric, you're so fucking drunk. How we know Eric's drunk is when he interrupts with something completely off topic, which he's done throughout this entire podcast.
Well, yes, but
yeah.
You haven't off been drinking. Drink.
Topic.
Drink.
Off topic.
Drink.
Off topic. Drink. Okay.
Jason and I were also at spring training today, so we had quite a bit of drinking earlier.
Yes.
So drunk. Anyway, back to my monologue.
Stop monologuing, you goddamn villain.
I don't want to. All right, so number five. Number five, to jump right into it, has got to go to Knights of the Old Republic. Loved the shit out of this game. Loved playing every aspect of it as a giant Star Wars nerd, being able to play the same mechanics and stuff like that. While it did come out before a lot of my other favorite titles by the same publisher of Dragon Age, it had a lot of the same aspects to it, which really, really, really just solidified my love for them. Dragon Age, all three titles of recently were just some of my favorite ones, and it just barely beat out those. Inquisition was even phenomenal. I loved all of them, but Knights of the Republic had to take it as number five for me.
Wait.
I agree with that.
So are you saying that there's no other BioWare titles on this list?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So KOTOR is the only one
BioWare. I tried to keep it to single publishers.
Okay.
So,
I wanted to make sure on that I know what's coming up.
I tried.
All right, so number four.
Number four, this was really, really tough for me again as well, just because I've loved everything about it, but Diablo 2.
Diablo 2 takes it straight on out just because of the solid amount of hours I spent in this game. I played the crap out of it, playing online, everything about it. Diablo 3, also played the shit ton out of. The support they have for Diablo 3 still is phenomenal. People still talk about it. You even posted that comic just yesterday about Diablo 3. So it's fantastic as well, but Diablo 2...
By yesterday, we mean Saturday. This won't come out until Tuesday, but yeah.
That doesn't fucking matter, you drunk ass. So it all comes down to how much time I enjoyed and the time I spent with it in Diablo 2 for me.
Doesn't fucking matter. Internet points.
So Diablo 2, number 4. Number 3, this will be the one that none of you will think of, and I am really ashamed that I don't remember the full title, but it's Divinity, Original Sin.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was a great game.
Yeah, phenomenal game. I love the shit out of it, the customization to it, the freedom to it.
I'm not pulling up my phone, but I'm pretty sure that you actually got the full name.
I nailed it. 100%.
I think you nailed the full name. I totally did. Original Sin, yeah.
100%. So, I love the shit out of it. I'm looking forward to playing the sequel here soon. Haven't picked it up on PC yet because I have a garbage PC, but once it finally comes out to consoles, I'll hopefully be able to pick that up. Loved every single aspect of
garbage
the game.
Garbage can. Just like mine.
Just a giant.
Which was amazing, can. Like, 8 years ago.
So it's number 3. Number 4. Number 2. Long day. Number 2 for
me.
You're the drunk ass. You are. Number 2 for me is... This is also another hard battle to fight.
Whoa, this is pretty gay here now.
So hard. So fucking hard. Fallout 2.
Okay, there you go.
The Isometric, again, for me, was just the original status back in the PC. Super fun. Mm-hmm. One of the original times when it was just like, wow, the story's total dark, going into it.
Over the head. Yeah, over the head style gameplay, yeah.
And it just barely beat out Fallout Tactics, which is a lot more fun of a game to play. But the storyline and the lasting impact that Fallout 2 had with me was, like, phenomenal. It had me so pumped for Fallout 3 and obviously 4 in the future and stuff like that. But 2 really just solidified for me. And being able to see a lot of those characters again in Fallout 3 was such a joy for me, just because I remember seeing the tree guy. I can't remember their names right now, but, like, so many things that came forward. But 2 was phenomenal. To have such a devastating world, but so much comic relief behind it was really different at the time. So, love the shit out of it. And number 1, I didn't write it down because it's number 1, Witcher 3!
Surprise!
No surprise!
Yeah, it's no fucking surprise.
The best RPG game, nay, best game you can possibly play right now. If you buy Witcher 3, you will not be, like, disappointed. You will not be sad. You will enjoy every minute of it, and you have so much time that you can spend into it. It's one of those games where if 15-year-old me got a hold of Witcher 3 when I was still in high school and shit like that, I would have been like, thanks, Mom and Dad, for my one video game that I'll need for the next 5 years. It would have been done. That's it.
What if you have issues with the Uncanny Valley?
Then you're stupid, because it's not that bad.
Because that is, again, as just, we've talked
just,
about.
Just avoid all your sex scenes that you don't like.
Oh, my God. It's the talking scene. They're too close, but not quite there. That it's just, oh.
You actually might be better at it now. I went back in just recently.
Yeah.
To look at my new TV and play with it, and it's way like.
Like they've updated it with.
No,
with
not
updates.
Updated. It's just that progression has gone on so well so far that even now you're looking at this now and I'm like, oh wow, this doesn't look as good as I remember it, because it is a few years old now.
So you're just looking at it now and it looks worse now, that might help actually.
So you'll probably be like, oh, okay, now it doesn't look so realistic, because just like back when Super Mario 64 came out, we were just like, oh fuck, it's so realistic looking.
Oh my god,
god, these graphics.
Press fucking X to come. Anyway, and we were and we were all loving on it, and it's the same thing now. So you look back on it now, and it still looks gorgeous, obviously, but it's not, like, there's progression already done in the world of video games, so... Tough lifts to make. I wish I could talk more about everything else, but yeah, it was a tough one.
No Horizon, huh?
No Horizon. I couldn't go for that because it wasn't a full-on RPG.
Why?
Just because I didn't like the full on, well, for me, what it came down to was a lot more of like the play style of it and how much control you had of your abilities and all that stuff like that. And for Horizon, for me, it was more of an action.
I will give you that. It's an ARPG.
Because at the end of the game of Horizon,
is kind of an ARPG,
everyone's the exact same. No, at the end of Horizon, everyone's the exact same. No matter what. No matter what you do, everyone at the end of Horizon is wearing the same invincible armor, has the same skills, has their weapons all the way upgraded and stuff like that. Then all these games, let me just really quick think about all the games I chose. Yes, at the end of all these games, you could be completely different from everybody. so that's what makes an RPG.
That was a nice little run through that you had there. Like, did I just fucking step on my own toes? No, I didn't.
You could choose a different path that you wanted to do and play your own different style, and that dictated on how you played in the world.
True. Horizon was more of a story, even though it was an ARPG, in air quotes. It was not a traditional RPG of like, you choose what the fuck you're doing. You get to go in whatever path you're at. Which, KOTOR, that's a great addition to it, because KOTOR is one of those ones that, what, while some people say like, well, you know, it's like you're either good or bad, and it's very diametric in that aspect for it.
But
it's,
how you play
it's still
is different.
Really, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still a very good game, and it was one of the early ones.
Very early, yep.
Yeah.
So I think that one's really good. No Fable.
Couldn't get behind Fable for the same reason, because every single time I loved the shit out of the idea of Fable, and Fable 1 really had me enticed and into it.
But you loved Fable 1.
I loved Fable 1.
I remember you mm-hmm. like so, jizzing all over Fable 1.
Oh yeah,
1.
I was pressing X like crazy. but Peter Molyneux just sucked so bad at his...
Molyneux.
Yeah, whatever. Sucked so bad at his storytelling. Sucked so bad at game development. Like, there's so many complaints I could have with all the Fable titles.
Jason does not express the beliefs of the entire I Beat It First staff. Peter Molyneux, we would love to sit down and have a chat with you. Whether Jason believes are a very good storyteller or not, we like you very much.
I didn't say storyteller. I didn't say bad storyteller. I said bad on all the other things. Did I say storyteller? Whatever.
Yeah.
He's a bad storyteller, too.
I was trying to pinpoint it to one thing, but thank you very much for saying that he was horrible at all things.
It was bad. It was just all bad. The idea was there. It was a great idea. It was a fantastic idea.
He made
idea.
Populous, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, he did. There's a lot of good stuff.
Say you love Peter Molyneux. No, you can't say it.
No. Because he still made that Kinect game where you're literally driving a horse in the fake
We
world.
Love you despite your flaws.
You know what? He didn't sell out nearly as bad as Final Fantasy XV has. So, you're right. You know what? I do love you, Peter, just because you didn't sell out nearly as bad as Final Fantasy XV and Square Enix did. However, you came goddamn close with that card and horse game. Goddamn close.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Fucking Kinect horse game. Fuck off.
Oh, dear God. All right, so, Chris, do you have any last words?
I would yell at you for not including Gothic 3, but Gothic 3 definitely had its issues. Even though I love the shit out of that game.
But Gothic was a great... Like, Gothic as a series was a great game, and that was a very early game, because that was all 90s. So, I mean, you're talking, like, super early fucking games.
I mean, you could make the same argument for Baldur's Gate and stuff like that, which were also very fantastic.
And Vampyr.
If you want
to bring up Vampyr, which we talked about at E3, because they have a new game coming out relatively soon.
We'll get more about that next year.
It was supposed to be all about, like, it was supposed to be out during holidays, and I haven't heard anything, but Vampyr the Masquerade was a great first-person RPG. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of those games. You're right, Chris.
There's tons. Mm-hmm. Like, Dungeon had the chicken red. Like,
dungeon stuff with things and
there's
and
so many.
Magic and, like,
and chicken
all sorts
red.
Of things.
And
where it was just, hey, inventory management and fight things sometimes.
Yep. Wait, isn't that what all RPGs are?
Just
is
about.
Inventory management?
Especially Diablo 2, yes. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with my inventory. But, I need to look at that.
All I'm saying is that, like, all these games are just pretty much
what it looks
like.
Gothic
3 didn't
on.
Have inventory
Wait one second.
Management.
I gotta look at my inventory.
With Gothic 3, there you could carry whatever the fuck you wanted.
That's true.
Yep.
So it's like, oh yeah, I do need this random shit.
Deep story.
Yep.
Yep.
Deep story.
Good story. It was.
Yep.
Oh, there's a variant, Vagrant Hearts. You know, there's a ton of games out there that were just Vagrant Hearts was a good game. Good. And I was like, all right, well, what I wanted to really break it down to is just more recent and then ones that left an impression. And then from people that are like constantly putting out titles that we all know and love. Like, I could have easily filled up this whole list with Bethesda games. I could have filled up this whole list with like Blizzard games.
That's what we're talking about. We're like, so, all right, so Witcher 1, Witcher 2, Witcher 3.
CD Projekt Red could have filled up this
that's
whole
when I said, so, I'm like, one of a series.
Yeah, so I tried to limit it a little bit, and I play all these games. If you were to be like, hey, Jason, you can only play 5 games for the rest of your life, I'd be hard set to me. I'd be like, okay.
There is a plus of all of those games. Basically, yeah, they last like hundreds of hours. Like Skyrim.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even have Skyrim on that list.
Nope.
And Skyrim is a 100-plus-hour game.
Easily.
Witcher 3 is a 100-plus-hour game. Easily. I mean, like, all of them are very deep, really great fucking games.
So whatever you want to put into it, that's what I like about it, right?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
So I would definitely say that's a good list.
Woo!
High five. Yeah.
High five.
There you go. All right.
All right, do our little blog roll.
Yeah. We have to do our prerequisite roll, everybody. So we are on Facebook, iBeatItFirst.com.
Yay. That's all we are.
Twitter at iBeatItFirst. Instagram at iBeatItFirst. iBeatItFirst.com.
iBeatIt.co.
iBeatIt.co. Yeah, Chris did it and you didn't do it. Wow.
I feel.
Who's the drunk motherfucker
you
now?
You still are.
And so are you.
Yeah. Feel free to email us anytime, guys. Yep. Anything at ibetafirst.com.
Jason's a giant coont at ibetafirst.com.
Jason.
COONT.
Press X to come at ibetafirst.com.
At ibetafirst.com.
Press X to come at ibetafirst.com.
Press X to podcast at ibetafirst.com.
There we go. Crossover.
If you guys don't know, our friend Sean has a new podcast, which I don't know if he knows that we're going to do this, but it's Press X to podcast. They're on 8 episodes in now? 8 or 9, something like that. They do a weekly instead of a bi-weekly like we do. It's a little bit drier, a little bit more Canadian.
Fair. It's definitely Canadian.
Very less drunk. Very less drunk. But yeah, you can definitely listen to them. The COG Connected guys do a great job. It's good.
It's very
solid. If you liked listening to Sean talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
Oh my God, shut up.
And talk
and talk and talk and talk and talk. Dude, even the guys on the Press X podcast say that Sean just talks.
Just like you. All right, so anyway.
Hey, except for one difference. I run the podcast, Sean.
But you can find out more of this at our actual website,
iBeatItFirst.com. iBeatItFirst.com.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys, and have a great 2 weeks.
Yay.
Yay.
And scene.
And scene.
And scene.
And scene, oh man.
This is all still recording.
Why not?